My name is Rick Recking. The prompt that I got was, tell us something that happened to you in gym. I went to a very large high school, and there was a gigantic gymnasium. And the big floor, and then up above, and there were two tiers up above with their own set of bleachers. That's the setting here. Beside the thunderous footfalls of wrestlers running bleachers on one of the upper tiers of this cavernous gymnasium, its floor was alive with the drumbeat of many basketballs. Six huge cascade bleachers, each 25 rows tall and weighing tons, had been pushed back to open the floor to three full-size basketball courts where 12 teams of young men were playing half court in an elimination tournament. The grunts, curses, and yells echoed, resounding on all the hard surfaces. The few remaining boys who had not been chosen in the first 60 picks gathered on the farthest margin to pass the ball around and practice free throws on a wall-mounted bracket. I was among this cadre of spastics, nerds, and runts. Coach strode among the teams, yelling at guys for dogging it, pussies! Or for hogging the ball. He was in a great mood. But because I was 4 feet 10 inches tall and a freshman, he couldn't see me. And I didn't give a crap what he said because I knew it wasn't meant for me. Eventually, the members of my clan drifted off, and because I had the free throw space to myself, began shooting the ball. There I fell into a reverie, driving around pro guard Bob Cousy, or inside against Hall of Famer Bill Russell. Two dribbles and a shot. Two dribbles and a driving layup. In, and I win again. Suddenly, a voice erupted from behind me. Wrecking, I'm gonna kill you. Spinning, I glimpsed a beat-faced lineman closing fast, and I instinctively throw the ball right at it, stopping Coach with a full-face shot. Thwap! You fucker, he yells, and I'm off on a dead run across the wide gym, out the door and up the stairs to the second-tier landing where the gymnasts and wrestlers had been practicing in space that could be consumed by another set of bleachers. Those guys had blocked the far exit with mats and gymnastic equipment. I'm trapped. There's a 30-foot climbing rope to the ceiling, but that's a sure loser's bet. No way out. Peering over the railing to the gym floor 18 feet below, I see all the other guys lined up, ready for showers. They're looking at me and hooting. Directly below, the coach is holding a bloody nose, stalking after me. Slamming the door, he disappeared from sight. I can hear him pounding up the stairs while I contemplate my jump onto the hardwood. Suddenly, my buddy Bing broke from the line and says, "Help me," as he tugs to unfold the huge apparatus. A bunch of other guys lend a hand just because it's the wrong thing to do, and slowly the steps are grindingly revealed. Bent over, I'm poised with my foot on the guardrail just as the coach's head appears coming up the stairs. We lock eyes, and I leap the barrier. I can now imagine how Coach was stunned by the realization that his anger has driven me to leap off a high balcony. Thinking of the repercussions, by the time... I love it. By the time he reached the railing and saw that I'd only jumped out of sight, his anger was already spent and his chase ended, although my flight did not. I collected my street clothes on a mad dash through the locker room with other coaches yelling, "Hey, slow down," and "No running," down long hallways to the furthest boys' room for a quick change before releasing myself from school and heading straight home. With the principal, coach, my father, and me assembled the next morning in school district offices I'd never before seen, I heard my father open the discussion. "Coach, my son said you threatened to kill him."